Well, there's this standard folk tale motif called the one forbidden thing. Remember in Bluebeard, don't open that closet, you know? And then one always does it. And in the Old Testament story, God gives the one forbidden thing, and he knows very well. Now I'm interpreting God. He knows very well that man's going to eat the forbidden fruit. But it's by doing that that man becomes the initiator of his own life. Life really begins with that.
I also find in some of these early stories the human tendency to find someone to blame. Let me read Genesis 1, then I'll ask you to read one from the Vasari legend.
Right.
Genesis 1, and God said, have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat? Then the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you've done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. I mean, you talk about buck passing, it starts very early.
That's right.
And then there's the Vasari legend.
It's been tough on serpents, too. One day, snake said, we too should eat these fruits. Why must we go hungry? Antelope said, but we don't know anything about this fruit. Then man and his wife took some of the fruit and ate it. Unumbate came down from the sky and asked, who ate the fruit? They answered, we did. Unumbate asked, who told you that you could eat that fruit? They replied, snake did. It's the same
poor
story.
Snake.
It's the same story.
What do you
story.
Make of this? That in all of these stories, the principal actors are pointing to someone else as the initiator of the fall.
Yeah, but it turns out to be snake. And snake in both of these stories is the symbol of life throwing off the past and continuing to live.
Why?
The power of life, because the snake sheds its skin, just as the moon sheds its shadow. The snake in most cultures is positive. Even the most poisonous thing in India, the cobra, is a sacred animal. And the serpent, the Naga, the serpent king, Nagaraja, is the next thing to the Buddha. Because the serpent represents the power of life in the field of time to throw off death. And the Buddha represents the power of life in the field of eternity to be eternally alive.